Today on the Gary Zimek Show, we'll take a look at the importance of frequent communion. We'll also focus on the daily mass readings. Got a lot to cover. Make yourself comfortable. Get ready, because here we go. Hey there, you. Welcome to the program. Make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimek. Man, we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to be here for the next 30 minutes. We will look at the daily mass readings, and man, I'll tell you what. These are some killer readings, great message today. And again, when we're in the midst of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is giving some really tough instructions to us. And we're going to try to look at his words and apply them to our lives. That's what I always like to do when I look at the mass readings. In the first reading, we'll take a look at the prophet Elijah. We're going to hear about what happened to him at the very end of his life. That's coming up. And in addition, if that's not enough, we'll look at the importance of frequent communion as discussed in the great book, My Daily Bread, by Father Anthony Paone. I know that's a lot of information, so we're going to try to get to it. I am Gary Zimek, and it's a pleasure and a blessing to be with you once again on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to take a sip of my beverage du jour. We're going simple today. Just got a big glass of water. You know what? I almost gulped that down and started coughing. That wouldn't have been fun, but that's my beverage today. It's a beautiful day here in southern New Jersey. I had a great day. My entire family, my wife Eileen, my daughters Mary and Elizabeth, and I, we headed out to Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia to record my monthly episode of Following the Truth. I was really blessed because Eileen was my co-host today. You know how cool it is to work with your wife? It's just an amazing thing. I love Eileen so much, and she's just so talented, and it's really great to be able to share this program with her. It's going to air July 1st. I'll keep you posted. And if you're not familiar with the show that I do on Holy Spirit Radio, what I do is a mix. It's a one-hour program. It airs the first Friday of every month. The podcasts are available at holyspiritradio.org. The name of the show is Following the Truth. And what I do is, essentially, I do a mix of Bible reading, music. We do a lot of contemporary Christian songs, mix in some traditional Catholic favorites. And I talk about, basically, my main subject, the thing I talk about more than anything, overcoming anxiety. So if you're a little anxious, you need hope in your life, check out Following the Truth each month on Holy Spirit Radio. The podcasts are up on the website, holyspiritradio.org, with the exception of last month. That hasn't been put up there yet. You can also get to the show by going to followingthetruth.com and go to my radio page. You'll see a tab there that says radio. Click on that. Go down and look for a little image or a button. That's what it is, a button that says Listen to Gary on Holy Spirit Radio. Click on that, and that'll take you right where you need to go. But it was a great time. The girls recorded some promos for the station. Eileen and I did the show. I did a promo for my upcoming retreat at the Malvern Retreat House, which, by the way, we still have time. You still have time to register for the second annual Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat. If you're someone who worries, you're going to love this. Good food, good company. Get lots of good people. I'll be there too, but the good people that are there outweigh the disadvantage of being with me, or, you know, whatever the right word is with that. But all kidding aside, I've got 5 new talks. I have all my books, my CDs, DVDs, everything there. We're just going to get to know Jesus better. We'll have Mass. We'll do the sacraments, the sacrament of confession, I should say. We're going to try to do Eucharistic adoration this year. We have a priest that will come and help us out, and it's just a great time, and we have all been able to bond. Those of us who are there, we're all people who struggle with anxiety, and we know what it's like to deal with this, and we learned the amazing, we've all learned, and I tried to bring that out last year, the amazing power of Christ when it comes to dealing with the stress in our life. He really is the answer. He could do amazing things and can really help us out if we give him a chance. So please consider the Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat at the Malvern Retreat House outside of Philadelphia, August the 5th through the 7th. We're in the air-conditioned Family Life Center, so you're going to have a nice, comfy room, nicely air-conditioned. It's a beautiful retreat house, and if you've never been there, you're going to love it. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Let's see what's going else. What else is going on? I officially put up a flyer for my summer sunshine tour, as I'm calling it. I'm heading down to Tampa, Florida in July. Be making a few appearances there. Check out followingthetruth.com for more information about that. My upcoming speaking engagements. I'll be in Fredericksburg, Virginia next week. I'm sorry, my whole family and I will be there. I'll be speaking at the IHM National Homeschool Conference. I'll be emceeing the first day and the second day. I'll be giving a talk. It's going to be a great time. It is a big event. So if you're in the area, even if you're not a homeschooler, stop by. I'd love to meet you. I'll have my merchandise there. You can meet my family. We'll chat. It'll be a great time. So all of the details for these appearances can be found on followingthetruth.com. Okay, anything else going on? Oh, I want to thank you. I took a look. You know how I've been mentioning my Amazon store, and if you shop from Amazon, you can help me greatly by going to followingthetruth.com, my website, and entering Amazon by using the link on my website. Well, I looked, and you're really responding, so I very much appreciate that. Every little bit helps. It really does. So by you doing that, if you can get your family and friends to do that, just go to followingthetruth.com every time you want to go to Amazon and click on the link from there. It would help me so much. You get your regular Amazon prices. You get the same selection of products, but just the fact that you came into Amazon from my website means that I get a little bit of a profit on anything you purchase, and it really does help. All these little profits here and there really add up. So I want to thank you, and I want to encourage you to please continue to do that if you shop, as so many people do, from Amazon.com. Just go to followingthetruth.com and click on the link there. The other link that you'll see there is an image for Mystic Monk Coffee. If you're a coffee fan and you want to get some of the greatest coffee that you've ever had, please consider using that link to go to the Mystic Monk Coffee website and purchase your coffee through my website. Again, that helps generate income for me, and you get a great product. I'm still waiting for my latest delivery of Mystic Monk Coffee. I'll let you know as soon as it comes in, and we're going to hear about it on the air. Seriously, you've got to check it out. They've got K-cups. They've got whole bean coffee. They have ground coffee. They have tea. They have drinkware, mugs, things like that. It's just a great site, and it's run by authentic Carmelite monks based in Cody, Wyoming. They're just great guys. They love our Lord. They love our Lady, and they love fine coffee. So check out the Mystic Monk Coffee. A link on my website, followingthetruth.com. And these are ways that you can help me, and you are helping me, so I thank you for that. This is one of the ways that I keep the show up and running, and I keep it free of charge. And it also helps to keep my full-time ministry going. So in addition to that, donations. Donations are critical. Again, you're responding to that, so please keep them coming. The summer is critical. It's a difficult time. I'm going into this summer at having the least amount of funds that I've ever had before. But it's okay. It's okay because I know that the Lord will provide, but He's probably going to provide through you. If you feel so inclined and you want to help me out, you want to send a donation my way, please do so. Followingthetruth.com, the donate tab is the place to go. I do have to point out that deductions are not tax deductible. I have not sought tax exempt status. So I have that on my website. I want to be real clear about that. I want you to donate because you want to donate, not because you're going to get a tax break. I have to follow my heart on that and really do it the way that I believe that it should be done. If you find that you like the work that I do and you want to help keep it going, and there really is a need for your help. I need your help in order to keep this apostolate going. If you want to keep it going, please donate. I don't like to talk about it, but I really do want to give you the chance to help keep this program on the air. And I thank you. Please keep praying as well. I'm blessed to be able to do what I do. I want to be here for a long time to come. I'm looking forward to total consecration coming up in the fall, where we're going to use a mixture of different resources. A mixture of different resources to prepare, do the 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. There is nothing like it. I'll tell you that right now. I just feel inspired to do something a little bit different this year so that we can look at the intent of St. Louis de Montfort and come up with a method of preparing that really is faithful to his intention. And again, we've done a lot of different methods. We're going to combine them all today, this year, God willing, if I can keep the show going until then, to give you the best possible way to prepare. And you know the deal. If you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. All right, it is time to pray. It is time to turn to our Heavenly Father and to recognize the fact that we are in His presence, which is an amazing thought. It really is. Don't take it for granted, because it's an incredible blessing that we have to be able to turn to our Heavenly Father and ask Him to help us. He loves us unconditionally. He is able to fix any problem that we're facing, but we need to give Him a chance. So let's do that now. Let's turn to our Father in heaven and begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father God, thank You for giving us another day to know You, to love You, to serve You. Thank You for revealing Yourself to us in the person of Your Son, Jesus. Through Jesus, we have access to You, Father. He taught us all about You. We're very grateful for that privilege. And we know that Jesus wants to draw us into a closer relationship with You, and we're really grateful for that, that You want to be involved in an intimate, personal relationship with us. Father, we thank You for the blessings that You have given us in the world, the blessing of creation, the blessing of creating us, the blessing of nature, the blessing of all the food that we may have to eat, the blessing of our intellect, the blessing of our bodies being able to function. We ask You to help those who are struggling in any way this evening, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are worried about any number of problems, health, persecution, slander. As people have so many different things to worry about, Father, they're concerned. We ask You to alleviate their concerns, to grant them Your peace. Help those battling addiction. Help those who may be homeless, who may be living in extreme poverty. Please help us with whatever intention that we may have. We know that You can read our hearts. You know what our intentions are. As the gospel today will tell us, You see us in secret. Even if nobody else sees us, You see us. You hear us. You know what we need. Sometimes we don't even know what we need. So we ask You to grant us the needs that we bring to You, if they are truly needs. We ask You to grant us Your peace. I ask you to take over this show from me, to speak through me, to use my lips and voice to proclaim Your message. And please open our hearts and our minds to be receptive to Your message. We ask You, Father, to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please put an end to abortion. Please help our government leaders to follow Your laws and not their own ambitions. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, Your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary. We ask for her prayers as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know what you need to remember when we just prayed like that? It's all too easy to forget about just how effective prayer is. We throw up prayers all the time. We don't really stop and think about just how powerful our prayers are. We sometimes feel as if God doesn't hear our prayers, right? Because we don't necessarily see the results of our prayers. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. We need to pray for the faith to be able to believe that our prayers work. We need to look at the prayers that take place in the Bible. It's a great source of prayer. You read the lives of the saints, and you're going to see time and time again how the Lord comes through and answers prayers in miraculous ways. So if you need a miracle tonight, make sure you challenge the Lord. Pope Francis said that we should do this. We need to challenge Him Not because we don't trust him, because we do trust him. We acknowledge the fact that he's all-powerful. And one of the ways that our faith grows is by really calling on the Lord and challenging him to correct whatever problem is that we may be facing in our life. And when he does that, when he comes through, as I have seen him do so many times, and I'm sure you have as well, our faith grows because we see him at work in our life. So please, challenge him, ask him for what you need, but just make sure you speak with him. And I'm going to do more about this. I feel moved to do this, and you know me, every time I feel moved to head in a certain direction, you're going to get the benefit of that too, because that's what drives me to write my books. That's what drives me to speak, whatever it is. Here's what the Lord has been placing on my heart lately, the importance of getting to know not only Jesus, but our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. Don't you think that's confusing sometimes? We can understand getting to know Jesus, but oftentimes this idea of a relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, or God the Holy Spirit, that's a little tricky. I feel that I need to take this on to help you out with this. I want to make sure that I can get to know them better, so you'll be hearing more about this from me. I'm not sure in what form, but I think it's an important thing. In the meantime, make sure you talk to your Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit each day. Just say, hey, say, I want to get to know you better. Please help me to get to know you better. Reveal yourself to me and just see what happens. And then we'll do more either on this program, or there's going to be a book coming or something. I don't know. The Holy Spirit didn't give that to me yet, but I feel this is important. And when I feel something's important, I need to take it to prayer. And then generally, the Lord will let me know if I need to pursue it or if it's not something I should be doing. So we'll see what happens. Just a little tease that I have for you. Okay, the Mass readings Wednesday of the 11th week in Ordinary Time. We'll look at the second book of Kings. This is the second book of Kings, chapter 2. We're going to see the final episode in the life of the prophet Elijah. And we'll hear about his successor, Elisha. Sometimes people pronounce the name Elisha. I say Elisha, but that's, we're going to hear about him. Let's look at that now. Second book of Kings, chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, he and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, please stay here. The Lord has sent me on to the Jordan. As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. Elisha replied, And so the two went on together. 50 of the guild prophets followed, and when the two stopped at the Jordan, they stood facing them at a distance. Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, which divided, and they both crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask for whatever I may do for you before I am taken away from you. Elisha answered, may I receive a double portion of your spirit? You have asked something that is not easy, Elijah replied. Still, if you see me taken up from you, your wish will be granted. Otherwise, not. As they walked on conversing, a flaming chariot and flaming horses came between them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. When Elisha saw it happen, he cried out, my father, my father, Israel's chariots and drivers. But when he could no longer see him, Elisha gripped his own garment and tore it in two. Then he picked up Elijah's mantle that had fallen from him and went back and stood at the bank of the Jordan, wielding the mantle that had fallen from Elijah. Elisha struck the water in his turn and said, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? When Elisha struck the water, it divided and he crossed over. Kind of an amazing story, and this is one of the two examples of bodily assumption listed in the Bible. As you know, some non-Catholic Christians have a problem with the Catholic doctrine of the Assumption of Mary, not to be confused with the Ascension of Jesus into heaven, the assumption of Mary into heaven. Mary was lifted up. She couldn't do it on her own power. She was assumed into heaven, as opposed to Jesus, who ascended into heaven on his own because he's God. Elijah was assumed into heaven right here. There's a biblical example. Also in the book of Genesis, we hear about Enoch, another holy man who was taken up bodily into heaven. They have two biblical examples supporting the principle of bodily assumption. While Mary's assumption is not explicitly documented in the Bible, nobody can say that the Bible does not support bodily assumption. It's an important thing to keep in mind, but there's another picture going on here. We see the prophet Elijah passing on his office to his successor, Elisha. We got to remember, we, by virtue of our baptism, are all called to be prophets. We're called to share the good news of the Lord with those around us. We share in Christ's role as priest, as prophet, as king. Priest, not necessarily a ministerial priest, but we, male and female alike. So this is something that many folks don't understand. Every Christian is called to share in Christ's role as priest, as prophet, as king. Priest offering sacrifice. We offer the sacrifice of our life to our Heavenly Father through Jesus. We unite ourselves with Him and do that. So, in a sense, we are all priests. So that's pretty good. We didn't realize that. Also, as prophet, we have the obligation to share the good news with those around us. So we are all prophets. And we one day will all live with the Lord in His heavenly glory. So we share in Christ's role as king as well. So it's kind of cool that we have these privileges just due to the fact that we are Christians. So that's what we saw in that first reading. And Elisha the prophet, he's going to do some great things. We'll read more about what he'll be doing. He wouldn't be able to do anything if it wasn't for the Lord's help. So keep that in mind. Anything we do, any great works that we do, are all because of the grace that the Lord gives us. Psalm 31, let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. How great is the goodness, O Lord, which you have in store for those who fear you, and which toward those who take refuge in you, you show in the sight of the children of men. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plottings of men. You screen them with your abode from the strife of tongues. Love the Lord, all you His faithful ones. The Lord keeps those who are constant, but more than requites those who act proudly. Elisha the prophet, even though he may have felt unqualified, he picked up Elijah's mantle. That's a sign that the Lord will provide for him, and that he will allow him to do fulfill his prophetic ministry. The same thing applies to us. With the Lord, we can do great things, but we need to lean on Him. Let's look at today's gospel. Once again, we're in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, beginning in verse 1. Jesus said to His disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they've received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden, and your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." So a lot of different places we can go with this gospel today. I want to hit on a couple of themes. The first is we shouldn't be doing religious practices, whatever it is, so that other people will look at us and say, wow, what a great guy or girl. This person is so holy. Now, I want to make a distinction here. That does not mean that we should sometimes not try to set a good example by going to church, by performing various religious practices. That's a good thing. That's an example of letting your light shine before others and attracting people to the Lord. That's a good thing. What it really comes down to is the disposition of your heart. Am I doing this because I like attention? Am I doing this because I want to be praised? Or am I doing it because I love the Lord? That's something only you will know. The other great message that's in this gospel, one that can easily be missed, is the fact that our Heavenly Father sees us in secret. Meaning, if I do something nice for somebody and I get no credit, and the person for whom I do the nice act even doesn't appreciate it, it doesn't matter. Because our Heavenly Father sees everything we do. Also, when we pray, when we struggle, whatever we're going through, we know that by virtue of what Jesus said here, that our Heavenly Father is aware. He's aware of our struggles. He's aware of our prayers. That is a wonderful, that's a wonderful fact. That really is something that can console us when we're struggling. Our Heavenly Father hears us. Anytime you pray, anytime you talk to Him, He hears you. Even if you don't hear something in return, even if you can't see Him, it doesn't matter. He is aware of you, your problems, your thoughts, your needs. Just make sure that you make it a practice to speak to Him frequently, okay? Your life will be changed if you start doing that. Pardon me. I need to take a sip of water. That cough caught me by surprise. Let's open up My Daily Bread by Father Anthony Paone. If you're a new listener, this is a great book that was originally published in 1954 by the Confraternity of the Precious Blood. They're based out of Brooklyn, New York. I'm having trouble speaking today. It's still in print. Currently, it's printed by Tan Books. You can get a copy from Tan Books. You can get a copy from EWTN Religious Catalog. It is a great little book. It's inexpensive. It fits in your pocket and is a great spiritual aid. I'll tell you, one of the greatest books that I've run across. Today we're talking about frequent communion. And each chapter is very small. And it's in the format of a message that could come from Christ, something to think about, followed by a prayer. So let's look at what the author has to say about frequent communion. Picture this first message coming from Jesus. My child, you should come often to Me, the giver of grace and divine mercy, the fountain of all goodness and holiness. In this way, you will gain greater control over your passions, your faults, your defects. In Holy Communion, I will make you wiser and stronger against the temptations and deceits of the devil. When I come to you in this holy sacrament, I offer you interior light and strength. These gifts are known only to My faithful ones. They are not enjoyed by unbelievers nor by those who love sin. In this sacrament, the soul receives the grace to regain lost virtues and the beauty which was lost by sin. The blind desires of man tend to evil from his youth. Unless this divine medicine assists him, he will quickly slip from bad to worse. Holy Communion withdraws you from what is evil and strengthens you in what is good. You need Me. Make full use of the wisdom and strength which I offer you in Holy Communion. Man, I'll tell you what, that is a powerful message. I'm a big believer in daily communion. If you can do it, I can't encourage you enough to try to receive Jesus daily. And if you can't go each day, and I understand not everybody can, try to do it at least one time in addition to your Sunday obligation. It's going to change your life. You're struggling with worrying. You're struggling with overcoming your defects. You will be amazed at what happens when you start receiving Jesus each day. Something to think about. To fight sin, I need a strength greater than my own. Jesus promises to give it to me in Holy Communion. I must not pass up this marvelous invitation. As often as possible, I will go to receive Him. I will lay before Him my hopes, plans, and ambitions. He will give me the strength to do what's best for me. Lord, make me wise enough to come to you as often as possible so that I may have your grace to work for eternal life. Amen. Guess what? I'm out of time. Thanks for tuning in. God willing, I'll be back here tomorrow. Have a wonderful night. May God bless you.